If you happen to be an immigrant to this country, finding employment can sometimes be a special challenge. If you happen to be an immigrant with particularly dark skin, then your chances of getting a job are that much tougher. That's according to a new study by two University of Kansas researchers. Here to talk to us about it is one of those researchers, Andrea Gomez Cervantes, who's a doctoral student in the sociology department. And Andrea, nice to have you. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Well, your research looked at immigrant men and women to see how the color of their skin affected employment. What did you find out?
Yeah, so we were trying to look at whether skin color or race affected immigrants' access to employment opportunities. And what we find is that skin color matters, but it was more predominant for men immigrants than for women immigrants.
And why would that be? What's your theory there? What's going on?
So our theory is that skin color ideologies intersect with those of gender. So when we think of the color black or of the color white, we associate gender meanings. For example, when we think of black, we think of things such as aggression, dominance, or which are normally associated with meanings of masculinity. But when we think of meanings of whiteness, we think of purity, tranquility, which we normally associate with femininity. So when we find people that have darker skin tones, men are going to be viewed as a threat to the labor structure because they are dark and because they're men. But for women, even if they have dark skin tones, just being a woman is going to mediate that factor.
I was going to say there's two things going on here, two interesting findings. One is that men, immigrant men who had darker skin colors, darker skin tones have more difficulty finding employment, whereas women did not. That's finding number two. Why did women sort of skate by, do you think?
Right. So for women, we didn't find that skin color mattered, but race did. So particularly for black immigrant women and for Asian immigrant women, they were having less likelihood of accessing employment than Latinas or white women. And skin color didn't matter. But for men, it was the darker you are as a man, the less likelihood of accessing employment.
Mm-hmm. Why is this research important? And why did you start out to do something like this and take a look at something like this, Andrea?
Well, our demographics are changing in the U.S. So traditionally, historically, we have seen racial divides in these very strong white and black categories. But as our multiracial groups are growing and as our new immigrants are coming in, especially Asians or Latinos, the population composition is changing. And what we're expecting is that the white majority is actually going to decrease. So these racial divides that have historically shaped inequality in the U.S. are not going to be only about black and white and are increasingly going to be about all the other shades of brown. And what our study brings is that it's not just about race or skin tone, but also about gender and how these meanings shape people's success in social mobility.
What would you like to see done with a study like this and findings like this, which are so enlightening? What needs to happen here to get the word out about what you guys found out?
Well, I think that our study really brings in the conversation about race and about skin color and about gender and how all of these statuses are really disenfranchising people from accessing social mobility. And maybe looking at ways to alter these experiences in the future.
Have you had a chance to sit down and actually talk with some of the people you surveyed to get their sense, Andrea, of exactly what they're experiencing out there as they go about this very difficult process of trying to find a job?
Not yet. This is a quantitative study. So we look at a very large data set of new immigrants in the U.S., so we don't necessarily actually talk to people for this project, but some of my other research thus focuses on conducting interviews and ethnographies with immigrants in the U.S.
So you're going to be sitting down with people in the months to come, it sounds like, and getting their stories.
Yes, but for a separate research project, so not necessarily for this one. Mm-hmm. For this project, what we're going to do is conduct further analysis to really look at specific percentages as to how much exactly are people with darker skin tones disadvantaged, or how much they're advantaged if they have lighter skin tones.
Did these findings that you guys came up with, to what extent did they surprise you?
It was very surprising. I had this common assumption that just people in general that are lighter would be better off regardless of gender, and people with darker skin tones would be worse off. But this gender difference is really enlightening in showing us that gender does matter in shaping immigrants' employment opportunities, and so does race.
You can't help but wonder, based on your findings, how the world these days looks at immigrant men, and particularly dark-skinned immigrant men, in the light of so many difficult stories we've seen around the world in recent years.
Yes, exactly. And I think this can be tied to other researchers' work that really looks at how the deportation crisis has been tied and linked to immigrant men and not necessarily to women. So what we see is that the people that are being deported are most likely to be men, right? So in relation overall, this immigrant men threat is not necessarily new, but it's very persistent in our society.
You know, the other thing that struck me about your work that I found just fascinating was this notion that, you know, prejudice really has no bounds, no boundaries here, that people are drawing, you know, fairly sophisticated distinctions based on gender, based on skin tone, and this whole thing keeps evolving.
Right. And it's going to continue to evolve as our demographic changes and as the social structures and institutions try to divide those who are in power and maintain that power in the same place in our society.
What's your next step here, Andrea? What do you hope to achieve next?
Well, we're trying to send this article to publication for an academic journal in the next couple of months. And I'm personally going to be working on my dissertation, which is also about immigrant life experiences.
I saw that you relied on data from a 2003 sample from something called the New Immigrant Survey that's, you know, obviously 12 years ago. How accurately do you think that reflects the current situation, and why did you guys rely on data from that many years ago?
Right, and that is the biggest limitation with our project. But unfortunately, even though that this data is so old, it's one of the very few sources that has information on immigrant skin tones, especially a larger data sample that is somewhat representative of the entire country. What we are trying to do in the further steps of analysis is compared to this data source has a new wave of data coming in that is, I believe it was from 2010, but the number of respondents was a lot smaller, so it would have been harder to make any form of prediction of employment using the analysis tools that we were using.
I was really really struck, Andrea, this new immigrant survey that we're talking about, if I remember correctly, it rated immigrant skin tone on a 1 to 10 basis. Do I have that right?
Yeah, exactly. So the original data set has information on whether their skin tone it ranges from a 0, which would be the lightest skin tones, and the 10, which is the darkest skin tones.
And that's what made this whole thing so valuable to you guys, because you had such a great sampling here and a great tracking of skin tone.
Exactly. Most data for sociology that we use, if they have any information on skin colors, usually they're like dark or light, but you don't really have a visual image of what they mean by dark or light. And this one did. So it's a really great source because of this reason.
I gather this is going to be your area of study once you get your PhD.
Yes, this will be one of them.
All right. Well, I want to thank Andrea Gomez-Cervantes for taking some time. Again, she's with KU, and some interesting findings on the difficulties that immigrant men have in finding employment. Andrea, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It was great talking with you.